The Maricopa County Attorney's Office today announced the launch of a campaign to remind drivers not to leave kids and pets in hot cars. The Don't Leave Me Behind campaign will include mobile billboards and PSAs, among other efforts. Erin Radin is the executive director of the Arizona Child Care Association.
I think it's a great initiative and something that we should continue to remind people of in Arizona. We don't really need to see or want to see any more tragic injuries or deaths of children during these hot summer months.
In your mind, what's the best way to get that message out, to let parents know, hey, remember, you have kids in the backseat?
I think, you know, billboards and posters, just if it this is the kind of campaign that if we just see a little reminder, I mean, we all know that that's the case. We all know not to leave children in a hot car in summer in Arizona. So any just little reminders to infiltrate throughout the day, just so that there's no way to forget it, so that it's not a complex issue. It doesn't need a complex message. I think this poster campaign makes a lot of sense to just be a constant reminder for people.
We've seen instances in the past, perhaps most notably with Shanisha Taylor, who left her kids in the car while she was going on a job interview. It seems like there are some underlying issues. It might not be that parents are forgetting that their kids are in the backseat. It might be in some cases they just don't have anywhere else to put their kids when they go to a job interview, go to something else like that.
Leaving a child in a car is never a solution for whatever problems that you're facing with childcare. However, many people face very dramatic problems with the cost of care, accessibility to care, and having safe places to leave their children.
So what are the answers then, especially given the fact that the state has dramatically cut childcare subsidies for working parents? I mean, what do we do?
It's a really difficult situation from the funding perspective. I will say I'm really pleased with DES and the work that they're doing with some new leadership.
The Department of Economic Security.
Yes, the Department of Economic Security with some new leadership has opened up the waiting list and are being as vigilant as they can to continue to provide services to families as money becomes available.
So it sounds like the situation as far as childcare, especially for low-income working parents, it sounds like it's actually getting a little better in this state.
It is getting a little bit better in this state. I think that the problem is because it has been so stagnant for the last few years, we don't have a really good idea of what the actual need is. I don't think that families have known about the service or taken the time and energy to be put on the wait list and maintain their eligibility. But I really want to encourage them to do that now and encourage advocates to help the families that they work with to do that, because it is improving. And we also need to know from a budgeting perspective, what is the real need out there? I think that's the only way to get the legislature and the executive to continue to appropriate additional funding for it, is if we have a real picture of the need.
Erin Radin is executive director of the Arizona Child Care Association. Erin, thanks.
Thank you.